Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right. Free download. Now, I don't know if they're fucking with me. This whole thing will be struck. I hope not. I hope they're actually telling the truth on this.
Ruin Christmas. Lummy's running around. We're creating space, I think.
What's Lummy doing?
They're getting the trees ready to go.
We probably should give them some light now, should we not?
No, yes.
We know that we're live on YouTube. We're having, supposedly we might be having some issues with the Facebook feed. Blitz and his little elves are in there working quite feverishly to try to rectify this situation.
Mr. Bubba?
What?
May I please display the belt while I work on the tree for you, sir?
No. Mimi, can you take the belt off of your person and put it in its proper holding place so that you don't scratch?
Yes, that's what I mean.
Then say that as such.
Okay, may I please take the belt off of me person and display it on the proper thing and so it can be displayed as such.
And not scratched.
And not scratch at all.
Yes, that would be great. Thank you. You know what? That was a very smart observation. Thank you for
Thank you. And Big Red has something to say.
Big Red has something to say. Then step up to Dan's mic and let Big Red say something.
Yeah.
I'm Big Red. I'd like to say something. Say that, please.
Hi, I'm Big Red. I'd like to say something.
Okay.
I found your water leak.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the shower's leaking. Water in the shower is on.
Oh.
That'll do it.
I didn't turn the water on. Shut up, Donna. Why are you always going to blame me? How about...
Hold on.
No, you're just trying to blame me. Get cheap heat.
Big Red, you mean the shower in the studio?
Yes. It's running.
Like on?
Yep.
The entire time?
Yep.
Did you turn it off?
I haven't messed with it yet.
Now, is it on as in somebody's taking a shower? Or is it just trickulating?
It's about a quarter on. Probably about a gallon to 2 gallons an hour at least.
Oh, Blitz, do you feel like we may have been like a little bamboozled here? That maybe Big Red said, "Hey, Lummy, I'll get that heat off you, kid."
Jesus is a witness.
Oh, Jesus is a witness. Jesus, over to you for a witness, Dan.
Jesus.
We're live on Facebook.
We're back on Facebook.
Fantastic. Yep.
Jesus for a witness upon what these buffoons finally.
He's on wireless.
All right, hold on. Jesus, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
It's
are you out of breath just walking from here to there?
Well, no, I was running. You called me really quickly, but
okay, Jesus.
I'm up here by the shower. You can hear it leaking. Yes.
I haven't messed with it yet. Jesus, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
It's
are you out of breath just walking from here to there?
Well, no, I was running. You called me really quickly, but
Jesus.
I'm up here by the shower. You can hear it leaking. Yes.
I'm gonna get the wireless camera hooked up. By the way.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
We need to figure out where the tree's going. Do we know? Is it going to go on the edge of the stage there?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh. Just ride it out, kid. Where do you think we should put it, Blitz?
If it fits on the stage, let's do it.
I think I should stand up here. Oh, it's not going to fit there. There's no way. Hold on. I don't think.
It's tall. I
mean, look at Big Red's got his hard hat on.
I know.
No, if it can fit there, if it can, perfect. I just think it might be too tall.
Let's try it.
Hold on, Lummy. What's that? Lummy, you have nothing. What? Lummy, what?
12-footer? Is that a 12-footer?
I think it is.
I don't think it will fit with the lights right there.
That's what I just said.
Hold on, I'm agreeing because Big Red said, oh, it will fit. I was agreeing with you. Bubba, you're the man. I was just agreeing with you. Because it gets close to the ceiling before we put this 5-foot stage up.
Now, let me ask you a question. Does it have a big center rod that goes up first and then you put, like, or no, it does not?
We do base and then we build it up.
How about that bass?
Bass.
Oh, shit. I mean,
water's off, and it has been leaking for a while. The floor is mildewed.
What now?
Water's off, and it has been on for a while. The floor is all mildewed.
There's doo-doo.
Nothing that bleach couldn't handle, Minister Lummy?
Oh, that'll clean it up real quick.
Lummy.
I'll get on it.
Just can you give me a bleach in today, Lummy? And I'm not talking about my asshole.
Yes, I will bleach both.
And you know, Lummy.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I think you kind of owe me one. You did a huge turnaround on you today.
Oh, I do. Can I then be renamed 2,000 gallon Garrison?
Big Red, you just do what the fuck you want. I think at the end of the day, if it would fit on the stage, it'd be great. It'd look great. But if it doesn't fit on the stage, then Blitz, I think we got to tuck it back in that corner.
Which one? This one or that one?
Back where Kevin's Law is, it's got to be right. That's probably the only place you can put it.
But
I can't see the studio. Bubba, do you really need to see the fucking studio for 30 days? Then we're going to have to put it right.
X marks the spot.
What about where the X is?
It's like closer to the stage, probably, yeah.
Okay.
So in the perfect world, it fits right there on the stage. In the unperfect world, it fits right where Blitz is, right there.
Perfect.
Boom. And it's going to be quite cumbersome.
I'm so excited for the holidays.
Okay. Says the Jewish person.
I'm so excited for Christmas because I never had Christmas.
So we can't put any of the equipment. Well, we're going to have to wait for the shower to get unmildewed and then dried. Now, Big Red, can I ask you a question? Could we maybe turn the handles off of the hand so that people can't? Obviously, people have turned it on or something like
well,
that.
Well, what I was going to do is crawl under there and see if there's shutoff valves.
Oh, okay.
Because remember, we put that access panel through there?
Right.
I'm going to crawl under there and see if there's shutoff 90s. I could just turn those off. That'd be the ideal way to do it this
and
way.
And if we ever needed to use a shower, then we'd go under and fucking turn it back on, right?
Right.
All right, perfect.
This way, if somebody bumps it, it can't leak.
Somebody? Who took a fucking shower in there?
Not me.
And it must have been like a month or two ago.
It's been on. That's your water leak right there.
Not Lummy.
No.
Because
no.
I'm telling you that.
It was
that,
really much easier.
As much as I want to bury him, because he's been flaking out on me lately.
Right.
I can't bury him for this one.
Don't forget, Big Red, we got to get those TVs hung, too.
Yep.
One of these days. Mm-hmm. With your fucking hard hat.
Well, I got to work with these 262s. I don't want to drop something
I got to work with these 262s. I don't want to drop anything on my head. All right, Big Red, get back to me and inform it. Thank you. Lummy, I'm going to leave the microphone on. In case you guys need to, talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Me and Honor are going to talk about some stuff, okay?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Capybara.
First thing I got to do. Anna, you just can't throw a capybara out there, and I've not been inappropriate yet.
Sorry.
Is the whole thing capybara? Let me ask you a question. The whole thing we're fixing to talk about, is it capybara? Because if it is...
You never told me what it was.
We're going to make believe some really naughty shit.
Okay.
Hold on. I got a cameo. I got two cameos I got to get done right now. Why not do them right now,
huh? Do them now.
To Michael from Chris. I need a happy birthday Willie with a fucking Bubba Army kicker.
Is Chris a boy or a girl?
I don't know. To Michael from Chris. Let me see how I do this. Oh, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hello, Michael. Happy birthday from Chris. This is Bubba, and I'm live on the air. God, I'm looking old as fuck. Say hi to Anna. Anna.
Hi. I'm right here.
There's the studios. The boys are putting up the Christmas tree and the holiday flair in the season, and it's your birthday, Michael. And it's all from Chris Blakely because he's a hell of a friend, my friend. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Even everybody on Facebook and YouTube. Yippee-yo. Merry fucking Christmas. Happy birthday.
Merry fucking Christmas.
And Merry fucking Christmas. Boom. I look fast fucking hell. Yeah. And I'm live on the air. God, I'm looking old as fuck. All right, hold on. Do I upload that? Bam, $50 just like that.
Oh, so
I'm a fucking goddamn star.
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? No, you see anybody else doing it like that now? Oh, I got another one. To Dave from Holly.
Wait.
Early.
Wait. Say that again.
To Dave.
Steel.
No, from Holly.
Oh.
Dave Steele died, you fucking... Oh, okay. You're just a dick. You're just...
Well, to Dave
wired.
From Holly? Come on, who you think it's from? Right?
It's Holly Anderson and Dave Hale.
Oh.
Dave and I just got married. He listens every day. He's come to, he has come to your shows and is obsessed. He listens every day and is constantly trying to make me listen too. All right, so they just got married. Holly and Dave just got married. Dave's Bubba Army. She's not. That's kind of what we're going with here, okay?
Okay.
It's getting ready. This is a cameo. This goes out to Dave, and it comes from your lovely new wife, Holly, who tends to be a little bit of a stick in the mud when it comes to being full-blown Bubba Army. So I can only imagine her views on anal, right? I mean, if you don't like me, you certainly won't like anal.
Just relax.
Relax. Anna, say hi from one girl. I mean, this goes, this is to Dave. Is it Dave or Dave?
To
Dave from his new wife,
Holly.
Holly.
Hi, Holly. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Holly, lighten up a little bit. I know that you bought this cameo for Dave, and that's great.
She's got to be kind of cool, then.
You got to be kind of cool. How about some doggy with some oral kicker?
Yeah.
That's the best right there. Early Christmas. Hey, you can buy a guy a Christmas present like a cameo from me, or you can just give him fucking 2 hours
of doggy. Yeah.
Give him 2 hours of straight doggy.
Hell yeah. Doggy,
is that your favorite position?
No, I don't like. I like girl on top. It's so much less stressful.
So you don't have to move?
Anyway, hey, Dave, happy what holidays, motherfucker, and your wife, Holly's pretty cool. See you later. This goes out to Dave, and it comes from your lovely new wife, Holly, who tends to be a little... I just made $100.
Fuck yeah, you did.
Hey, fuck yeah, that's how pimps roll. Look at these three bozos over here. All right, hold on, it's uploading.
And the Riff Lord Stanley sent $5 cash.
Oh, he did?
YouTube.
Yay! I'll keep
it. How are my Facebook pitches doing over here today? Looks kind of slow. 182 clicks. We used to have a lot more than that. Come on, girls.
Hold on. For 450 on YouTube.
It's still.
The tubes, 451.
So Copacabana is your deal?
No, wrong.
El Chupacabra. Yeah, Chupacabra.
What is it again?
Capybara.
Pretty fucking tore up over that shower being left on. Feel like I gotta have like a fucking night watchman here to go and secure all the doors and showers and all the other bullshit. Bullshit. Hey Blitz, if we have 90 connections down here, can we turn them off? Makes sense if we're gonna have equipment and shit in there, right?
90 connections.
He said maybe you weren't listening. Big Red said he's gonna go underneath that, you know, little flap access area.
Yeah.
He's going to go down there and see if when they plumbed it, if they put, you know, shut off 90 valves on there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if that's the case, we're going to shut the fucking water.
Yeah, no, me and Big Red talked about it before the show started. So, yeah, that'd be great.
Fuck you.
It's Christmas.
Oh, they got the first section. And by the way, we're using this show here.
Everyone's mad I'm blocking the... Here.
Hey, Anna, how about you going over to maybe...
Dan's mic?
Well, doesn't Blitz have that remote mic? I mean, the remote camera that he can flip?
Yeah, but people are saying that my big fat head is...
Right there, right there, right there, right there, right there.
Don't forget you're delayed by like a minute.
That's too much.
What do we
at least need her nose in the deal.
Oh, she's been off camera now for like over a minute.
Well, Blitz, I don't know what the fuck's going on around here. You want to make me mad?
What?
I don't know what's going on around here.
You can see me. Hi. Hello.
One video is uploading. You better fucking upload. I better not have to do that cameo again. I don't have enough energy. And I have a big, big sales presentation today I'm doing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a big
poop.
Are
you excited? Nervous?
No, I'm fucking nervous as shit.
Are you?
I got to go in there with stats and fucking, I got graphs.
Stats and swag. You got this, Bubs.
Thanks. It's a big deal. It's a big.
I know. I believe
deal.
You. I don't even know what
deal.
It is, what it's for, but I know it's. Oh, the
real Florida Stanley.
Real is it the big? The real Florida Stanley Kyle. $20. Kiz Ash. Hey Bubba, I ordered a cameo real quick for my jet skiing girlfriend that's coming to barp with me. Can you do it on the air?
Well, when did you just order it?
He said if he orders it. So
sorry,
yeah.
If I
Heather
order.
Wiz says bitches got jobs making money paying bills.
Right.
Oh yeah, like I think if you book it through Cameo, it takes a while to get to me
because
they got to Cameo it up. I don't know.
This is so much faster than last year, but I think last year they constructed and it was wrong or upside down.
Well,
I think
first of all, here's the difference. Big Red's here.
He was there last year.
He was
too.
Here last year.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
I was trying to give.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
I was
though.
Trying to give it progress.
progress.
Should I think we should probably cut the rest of that stripper pole off.
We packed it. We packed it away a lot better this year.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, no, that stripper pole should be cut all the way off.
Yeah. I might have Big Red just bring a sawzall in and just, we were going to try to keep it just as a remembrance that we used to have a pole.
I was wondering what that the deal was.
Like
there.
In memoriam?
Yeah.
Just unscrew it.
All the whores that have been up there on
just
there.
RIP to all the whores.
All the snail trails that are on that fucking thing. Mm-hmm. All that. And more. Shit, I mean, this by the way, this the BRN, the Bubba Radio Network Christmas tree is very beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It was a $3,000 Christmas tree.
Shut the fuck up.
Now, hold on. In Christmas of 2007, the first year I'd been married, after Christmas, I told Heather, I'm not getting another fucking live Christmas tree. I cannot take it.
Mm-hmm. Cannot.
First of all, finding a 12-foot Christmas tree is tough. Most of the Christmas tree places, the live Christmas trees, they don't have the big ones.
No, and they're expensive as fuck.
And they're about $500 or $600.
Shut up.
No,
a normal Christmas tree is $600?
No.
For a huge one.
What about a normal size one?
A normal one's like, what, $75, Blitz?
$50? For a good, decent tree now,
yeah.
$150, $200.
Wow. Yeah, I have no idea.
You could get one for like $75, but if you want like a decent one, it's about $200.
Right. So I told Heather, my wife.
Lummy knows. Lummy's been shopping.
Lummy, go ahead.
We went and bought a fresh one. It was $175.
Yep.
For a 7-foot Fraser fir.
A 7-foot Fraser fir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I had no idea.
So, yeah. So the trees I were getting on, I were like, 12 to 14 footers that Graham's Produce would specifically order for me, and they were like $500 or $600.
Yep.
And then you fucking bring it in, all the lights and all the bullshit.
Fucking needles everywhere.
And so I told Heather, I said, listen, the day after Christmas, I'm going to go to literally ChristmasTrees.com. Literally ChristmasTrees.com mm-hmm. and see what the fuck they got. Well, the day after Christmas, these motherfuckers are a year. I mean, right?
They're on sales.
They're 10 months. Yeah. They're trying to get rid of all their inventory, so they got new shit coming in. And so I saw this. I think this was a 12-foot, artificial LED lights included, snap-together Jones usually $29.95, $3,000, for $499 or $500. So I ordered it. And then, I used it all the years that I lived in my big-ass house. And then I got thrown out of my big-ass house, lost it. And I'm like, what am I going to do with this fucking thing? I'm like, you know what? It'll be the only thing I know that has high enough ceilings would be the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not a lot of... Some shows have Christmas trees for the holidays, and we certainly are one of them. We're big fucking time. I'm doing $100 fucking cameos live on the air. Fuck. And I got Heather Wiz watching me. I don't know where all my girls are on Facebook. I'm a little disappointed. Well, Big Red can't be on there. I see Keith, and I see Brad, and I see ass-eating Bob and Marty. Marty said he'd get $40. $40, where am I? Scott Briggs, 500 stars. Nate Davis. Sean Hopkins. Matthew Germanoff. And Amy White from Greg and Amy. To all the girls I see, there's my Megan, there's my Amy, there's my Jessica. Oh, I think that's not a fan.
Yep.
I never knew her name. Did you know I never knew her name was Jessica?
Really?
Well,
you
I
and
mean,
I knew that.
Her tits. Her tits. Just when I'm just starting to learn her name, her tits.
I knew the name of her tits.
Yeah, fucking huge. I mean, you go to learn Big Red's wife's name and then those fucking tits. There's my girl, Susan Poitras. Hi. It's the erection of the Christmas, the Bubba Army Christmas tree.
It's glorious.
Stephanie. Hi, Stacy. Hold on. Big Red, is that the last section?
Second to last, I think.
If that's second to last, we're fucked. If it's the last section, we're good.
Wait till the second last.
We're fucked.
I just won't be able to see the top.
Oh, it might just go into the rafters. Going to the rafters, okay.
Yeah.
Do we got rafter space?
Yep.
Oh, we're good then, right?
Yeah.
It looks like only one quarter of the tree is lit, but that's a fucking track down situation in itself. So, Anna, I was supposed to kind of talk to you about this thing I was going to talk to you about as they're erecting the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
But I feel that it's kind of like creepy, and even if
probably
I'm
is
even if I'm trying to be showbiz about it, that it's kind of like, wow. I mean, like, I know you're trying to be showbiz about it, but it's kind of fucking creepy.
That's okay.
Well, I don't think it is.
We've never strayed away from anything that's creepy or
okay. Well.
Inappropriate.
I mean, and we have talked about what would your price be to get on Jimmy Cleavis's boat and do anal. Did we not?
That's, yeah, I think it was $6,000.
I think it was $5,000 or $6,000.
Anal. Yeah.
And so we've talked about what if scenarios with you before.
Yeah.
And it's all
my
that.
Price point.
Right. So let's say you were. This is completely make believe, and Blitz, I don't want to upset you.
Okay.
But like,
I got some money.
Anna, let's say that I had like a little secret crush on you.
Okay.
Now, you know, that's, you know, first of all, I got cricks. I
got, oh, you got plenty of cricks.
I got chicks. Yeah. I don't need you.
You got cricks and chicks.
I don't want you. I don't need you.
Yeah, no one here has a crush on Anna.
I mean, if you're putting the moves on me, I'd let you suck my dick.
Thank you so much.
That's so kind of you, Bubba.
Thank you.
It is the holiday season.
Yeah.
You know what, Anna? And you look so beautiful right now with your side profile and then and then the tree in the background with the boys working on it. And Tyler's hands on his hips. That looks so great. Can always tell the guy that's not doing something.
Looks like a true supervisor, doesn't he?
He looks like a fucking clam. He's coming in as a clam. Hands on the hips. But Anna, let's say that I'm not me, but I kind of am me.
Yeah.
And I kind of like you.
Okay.
And you kind of like me.
Okay.
And we're working on the air. Kind of like you and Blitz, but nothing's happening.
Right.
But I'm the boss.
Yeah.
And I pay you.
Yeah.
And I go to you, Anna.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah.
You like me. You know, what about, how about me adding some money to your paycheck to let me mess around with you?
Oh, like a hooker or something?
You
want me to
Would
hook?
You rather I do it for free, bitch?
I was trying to not put, use the word, no, not hooker.
Oh.
But more like a, hey, you know, if your paycheck was like an extra $1,000 a month. You know, could I, you know, would you let me...
But if I already like you...
I know, that's what's even better about it.
So it's just extra. It's just a gift
between
lovers.
No.
Do we get to hold hands?
No, none of that.
Can we wake up on Christmas morning and open presents in matching pajamas?
No, because you'll be in fucking California.
No, Anna.
I'll come back for that.
Anna, there's none of that. Like, there's none of that at all.
Fine.
No, I'm going to say, listen, here's what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to put $500 extra dollars every paycheck. Which you get two paychecks a month, that's $1,000.
Yeah.
But there's no feelings. There's no, it's just once a month, you know, we hook up.
So 500.
Can we cuddle after there?
So $1,000 to hook up.
Could we cuddle after though? Please?
He said no feelings.
And the reason why we couldn't cuddle is because that would be giving you, I'd be sending you a false, like, I don't want to.
But what if you want to cuddle with me? What if after you have sex with me, you go, oh my God. I have all these feelings, and I just want to hold her. And then you're like, but I can't, because I said I don't
this
have
is the, you, I mean, you did say this make-believe, Bubba.
Okay.
Because this is definitely not happening.
Yeah, like, let's just say, you know what? Whatever chance you had, bitch, is out of the water now, because Bubba's not, I mean, holding
her. Yeah, let's get real.
But anyway, okay. We are make-believing. Blitz, that shows you how make-believe it is, because I'd actually agree to that.
Yeah, because you're even thinking about it.
Right. So, $1,000 and, like, if you, like, would you consider, Anna, I know you wouldn't consider it, but, like, what do you think? Like, what's your initial fucking response if you had a guy that was your boss that you thought was cool, but he was like, you know, he dated.
Are we into the same things?
No, it's just,
Or is it really you?
What do you mean?
Like, can we go on runs together?
No. Do you see who you're talking to here?
We go on very slow walks together?
No, here's what it is. You're going to tell me when Reagan's not at the house, and I'm going to come over and blast you for about 2 hours and then leave.
Oh, you're just going to leave me like that.
Once a month. I'm going to blast the shit out of you. I'm going to fucking make you squirt. I'm going to jet ski you. I'm going to two-finger you.
What about my period?
I'm going to...
Right.
No, it's
so
not...
What if I'm on my period?
We're going to have to figure it out. We're going to say... This week doesn't work for me. Next week. What days are you? What days are Reagan going to be gone next week? Or I could, you know, we could sneak it over at my place, but then Tara might see you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or we just get a hotel room.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet.
Yeah, you're already spending a grand. What's another $100?
Yeah, like, Blitz, you can give me, find me like a fucking Expedia.com, lowest rate, Willie. Could you not?
What?
You go to the Ramada is like $70.
You mean we can rent by the hour?
No, but that Ramada where Elwood found a snake in his room. For real. Elwood, rest in peace. Rest in fucking peace, Elwood. The host hotel we had 2 years ago was the Ramada at the end of the
week. Can we get real? That fucking Elwood probably had the snake in his bag to begin with.
His wife came to me and said, I know sometimes Elwood likes to fucking make shit up.
No, I
but
know.
But there was a fucking snake in our. So Elwood goes, well, goddamn, Bubba, what the fuck kind of place you got? There was a snake. And there was a snake in his room.
Holy shit.
It was like just a little garter fucking snake. It wasn't nothing big, but it was nonetheless a snake. We go down to the Snake Inn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, which Blitz is saying about $100.
Okay.
That's probably 80 or 90, Blitz, right?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's like, you know, hey, Anna. Monday after the show, you know, after the podcast deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on down to the hotel and I'll text you the room number.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oh.
And then just come over.
Can't we just go there together?
You don't even drive together.
No. Hold hands.
What, with the employees? No. Listen.
Can coddle.
Oh, this is like a kayfabe, yeah, like this, behind. Okay, yeah, Anna, nobody knows.
Anna, this isn't a fucking.
You don't want to. Are you ashamed of me?
No, I'm not ashamed of you, but I'm ashamed of the situation. It's not healthy for any of it.
Mm. Don't you want to get on a hilltop and scream about how much you like me?
No, I don't.
No, you had to climb up there.
I can't get up there. I want you to show up at room 215. We're fucking for 2 hours. I'm gonna jet ski you. I'm gonna choke you out a little bit. I'm going to fucking, you know, do your doggy. I'm not big on missionary.
Big spoon.
You're not?
No.
That's my favorite.
I like missionary sometimes. I get tired.
That's my favorite by far.
I get tired. My knees get hurt. Yeah. So I'd prefer to fuck your gorilla if I could. That's how I usually get mine. Do you know gorilla?
Is that just like doggy kind of?
It's kind of doggy, but it's when you got your legs pushed. Your legs are together.
Yeah.
And you're laying kind of on your stomach with just your ass propped up a little bit.
Okay.
And then I come in like a gorilla, and then I put my hands over your shoulders, and it's really savage. Well, it's gorilla, you know.
Oh, I know.
That doesn't hurt your knees?
No, because you fucking like your hip sledding on the bitch. Like you're getting your hips into it. You become one.
You're like Superman on her.
You're lying on her?
Yeah, you put all your weight on her, and that means your fucking cock is smashing in her sniz. Get you about an extra quarter inch in the deal.
Is she okay?
Who cares?
Who cares? I'm smashing your pelvis right. I mean, literally, your pelvis is fucking getting smashed.
Is her whole body.
Well, yeah, I mean, cost of doing business.
I mean, but really, all my weight is right there on my fucking pivot point, and I'm getting an extra half on the deal. I mean,
I could see maybe like
gorilla. That's gorilla.
a girl that's maybe 5'6", 140, 150, but like, you know, maybe 5 feet, 108 pounds might be a little rough.
So then maybe you can just ride me out. All right. And if you're riding me out, then I'll grab your knees and just start fucking just as hard as I can. Hmm. So anyway, you got all that going for
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
So there's no holding hands. There's no screaming from the mountaintop. There's none of it. The employees don't know nothing.
Will you kiss me gently on my forehead?
Sure.
Thanks.
One time. Before we start and after we're done, I'll give you that like a little priest kiss, like, my son.
You know. What's going to happen is you're going to go to lean down to do it, and she's going to jump thinking you're hurting her.
And I choke out sometimes. You know.
What do you mean out?
Breath, breath deprivation.
Out?
Breath,
like,
breath play.
Breath prank.
Because I get, choking maybe a little bit, but like when you say choke out.
Yeah, out.
No, just
it makes me think like I'm
not
like TT Night Night.
Choke out. Not choke out, but choke and guard. To the point where I'm like,
Yeah, to the point where like you are
can't
no longer
breathe.
Conscious for a little bit.
No, you're always conscious.
I think that
you're
the
always
concept
conscious.
Is kind of hot, maybe, but not.
You're always conscious. Don't fuck it up.
No. She,
promise?
Yeah, you're never going to go. Dan wants to come in tomorrow. Yes or no? I'd say yes.
Ooh.
What do you say, Blitz?
Sure. Oh, you know what?
What?
He's trying to get his belt back.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Yes. But no. But belt stays on Lummy.
Well, we don't know that.
All right, then I'll just say yes. Get the fuck in here. See you later.
We can't guarantee Lummy's going to have the fucking belt all day tomorrow. Come on.
I'm supposed to go in for Botox a couple of weeks.
You got to say yes to Dan then, yeah.
So, Anna, no feelings, no none of that. It's just meeting down at the Ramada once a month. And for just I'm a bad girl fucking.
As her pimp, can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, cash money, not on the check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Not on
the check. That's evidence. Plus, she's gonna pay tax on that.
Right. Cash.
You put
money
in my crypto account.
There you go.
Well, that's traceable, but I thought you'd want cash.
All right, I'll put in my crypto account.
Yeah, put in your own crypto account, bitch.
Yeah, let me. She's trying.
Can we go on one date too?
What do you mean, a date?
Like a date where we like
go like
out
a drive-through McDonald's.
No, like where we go out to dinner, like a nice dinner.
One time,
ever.
Like we go to Whole Foods or something.
I'll do one of that. I'll do one of those.
Okay. And can I choose the place? Because I don't want to go to Longhorn.
They have broccoli.
There's nothing for me there.
I know, but you so know me so well because that's the only place I'll go
I
to
know.
Dinner.
Yeah.
That's like your nice restaurant.
Yeah, that is. Okay, so here's the deal.
Yeah.
It's $1,000 cash. We got to go to dinner one time of a restaurant of your choosing.
Okay.
Can it be lunch?
It could be lunch.
Okay. And then...
Ooh, brunch!
Bubba, for $1,000 a month and some food, I'll bang you.
Can we go to Miguelito's?
I just got a text from Blitz and says, I'm that's $750 in my book.
Yeah.
He's already uncutting you for $250.
Exactly.
Can we go to Miguelito's?
I'll ride you on top. I got good knees.
You'd hit the ceiling fan, bitch. Oh, what's that? Who? Lummy, what? What, Lummy?
I'll do it for $500.
Oh, he said he'll do it for $500.
Lummy says he'll pay me $500.
Oh, he said a mouth hug. That's what he said.
All right, nothing. Oh. So, Anna.
All right, Lummy, deal.
So, Anna. Would you even consider that with a boss? I think you might.
I think it might be fun.
Like, for real.
She's so full of shit, Bubba.
Shut up!
Now, can I, just like...
Can we go to Miguelito's, though, for real?
Hold on. The deal that I just cut...
Yeah.
Can I...
Was that a real deal you made with someone at that...
No, I've
yeah,
never...
Yeah, you, just now. You
no.
signed it.
No, I've never fucking had... I've
You've never had relations with anyone you worked with.
No, that's true. And I don't know that I've paid for a lot of pussy, but indirectly I have.
Of course. Oh, you always do. I mean,
you actually
everybody.
Spend more than if you just
yes.
paid a hookah.
Correct.
Yeah. True.
Because the hooker you pay to leave, which I learned it from a very young
Charlie
age.
Charlie Sheen.
Now, you've never banged anybody that you had working for you, but you've banged girls and then put them on payroll.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've married them and put them on payroll.
Right, right.
It's just very cyclical. But I've never... And I don't think, Anna, this is not really a deal.
I know.
But, like, Blitz, you know how the belt is transferable?
Mm-hmm.
Once I cut this deal, then I would say, I'm just transferring that deal over to Blitz. And then, you know, Blitz, I would just, as a company, just pay for it.
Oh, okay.
We should do a show brunch, though, at some point.
Oh, you and Blitz should do a show fucking is what you should do for $1,000.
Oh.
Just to break that seal to see if you like it.
Right.
What if you fucked Blitz? And it was all under this show business thing, and you got $1,000, and you liked it. You're like, holy fucking shit, I like getting fucked.
And making money.
And I like
what can
it.
I do with all this information I've learned about myself?
I like this guy. They're throwing me $1,000 cash to fuck him, and I like it.
Oh, but give me $100, I'll just jerk off. I need the money.
Anna,
yeah.
The deal's over. Blitz is jerking off for $100.
Oh, a show jerk off for $100.
Anna, how bummed would you be? We cut this deal. You think you're getting $1,000, right?
Yeah.
And then I tell you the day of, hey, Anna, guess what? The deal's out.
What?
No, Blitz is just going to go ahead and jerk off, and I'm going to give him $100.
No! Deal or no deal?
Be like, listen, baby, I knew I was going to supposed to hand you $1,000, but I just gave Blitz $250, and he's jerking the shit out of his dick to fucking porn up right now.
Yep.
He's got freshly turned 18-year-olds running wild.com.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking a big screen willing.
Exactly.
I think the tree is going to be fine where it's at.
Yeah, it'll work.
And then have Big Red bring his motherfucking Sawzall in and cut that remnants of stripper pole out.
That's beautiful.
Over to Tyler. How are things going over there, buddy?
Going pretty well. We're just
trying to diagnose the dead tree sections.
Are we doing stockings this year?
I'm about to put the lights on here in a second.
Okay, buddy. Thanks.
Never mind.
What, Anna?
No, I thought maybe we were going to do stockings. I have mine from last year.
Well, we could, as long as Blitz doesn't fucking...
No, they'll go along the stage this year.
Use the same shit that he fucking used last year.
No, they're going along the stage.
Blitz,
that was a little over the top, was it not?
It was.
And that was your doing, was it not?
It absolutely was.
Fucker. Blitz is a fucker.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to fuck on a for $1,000. He'll jack off for $100. Jack your dick. Jack your dick. Blitz is jacking his dick. Anna's out $1,000 and Blitz is jacking his dick.
I mean,
hey,
I should have cut a better deal. I could have went to Anna the backside and be like, look, I'm going to jack off for
$100. Don't go to my backside to jerk off.
or like maybe you could throw me a couple hundred and then, you know.
I just wish, Anna, we could find somebody.
To fuck me.
Yeah. No, I just wish we could find somebody that you would, like, it's not about them fucking you, it's about you fucking them.
Right.
I don't think women fuck people, I think they get fucked.
If it's done right, they get fucked.
I wish we could find somebody that you would want to get fucked by.
Yeah, because I feel like...
Making it your decision.
My friend once told me this, and she was a little bit older than me, and it was wise words. Probably about a decade ago, she goes, Anna, women don't fuck, we get fucked. And I went, oh my God, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's the problem. You haven't had a guy fuck you proper. I mean, what was the one guy? The latest one, the one that you liked,
Lacrosse Jones,
Tomas.
He's not the last guy I banged, but
no,
yeah.
I know. But he was the one that you. That was the one that. Wasn't he the last one to fuck you proper, or did Lacrosse Jones fuck you proper?
Lacrosse Jones was fun, but he was the last guy that I like really.
And at the end of the day, did he fuck you or did you fuck him? Did he take control like a man and, you know, choke you out a little bit, rough you up?
Yeah, we had fun. We did stuff.
But she's subconsciously jacking off that lotion. Look at that.
I know.
I'm like rubbing
it. Self-soothing.
Yeah, like, see, that's like a burtation right there. You can't even help.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
You can't even help
giving myself away.
I mean, it's like, you know.
Never actually crossed the line and. Did something that was, you know.
No, and that's the thing. I what do you consider? I mean, I might have crossed the line. No, I don't. I consider crossing the line. You and I could have as much beef as we want. I don't. We never.
You just subconsciously started jacking off that lotion bottle.
Yeah.
When we started talking about
it. I have irritation myself.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't want you to turn into a cat lady.
Too late.
there's no girls that I know that are... There's no cute girls that I don't know any woman that's a cute that ends up being... That just ends up not using their pussy to its fullest.
Yeah. And it's funny because the longer you go, the less you're interested
right.
in it,
I mean,
feel like.
You're like, eventually you're going to be like, I don't even give a fuck. Like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually...
I know this sounds weird, and I'm really not saying this because out of necessity, but I really do enjoy, like, just being alone. Not forever, but I enjoy hanging out with people, but then I like being just in my home by myself.
I know, but...
To recharge.
But...
Is that normal?
Yeah, for cat women. Oh. But, like, I mean, you use it or lose it.
Yeah, well, it's lost.
We're just... We're talking
lost
to
and
you.
Found.
We're talking
my
to
pussy's
you.
On a milk carton. Help. Lost her.
My pussy is on a milk carton?
Yeah.
... Help. Lost her.
Yeah.
When did you lose your pussy, ma'am?
About a year and a half ago.
Really?
Can't find it.
Remember the day you lost your pussy?
I do.
And do you wish you could get your pussy back?
I wish I could get her back so bad.
Well, you know she wants to come back.
Yeah. I
she
lost
wants to come,
her.
All right.
She wants to come back.
I gave up last year after a man lied about having an autoimmune disease to get out of hanging out with me. Hey! Florida Stanley, $20.
Do you know why the guy lied about that?
Because he didn't like me?
No, because he knew that there was no pussy to be had.
Like, you didn't have rheumatoid arthritis yesterday.
Hold on, let me watch.
True story.
What? Hold on, Lummy, you there? Give me what you got. Give me what?
What you got? What?
All right, what do you got, Lummy?
Big Red and I are wondering, can you turn the air down a little bit? It's a little warm in here. It's warm back here.
I certainly got it cranked down.
Thank you, sir.
Now, is Tyler doing anything, or is he just getting in?
He just went and got another ladder for us.
Oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah, we're good to go.
Don't let him boss his son, you guys, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for the air.
You need anything else?
No, sir.
All right, thanks, buddy. By the way, we're trying to find Anna's pussy, so.
Can't find her. But yeah, no, I did get.
The reason why the guy faked to Anna is because guys know. Let's tell you, guys know if we're going to, like, within the first couple dates.
Mm-hmm.
I know within the first couple minutes if I'm going to get any pussy.
I didn't even get a real date yet.
So we just know when there's no pussy to be had.
But he asked me out. He's like, hey, you want to go out? I'm like, yeah. And then all of a sudden, he had this, quote, flare up.
Yeah, you fucking woke up.
And I was like,
he did a little research on you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he already knew who I was. It was one of the few people I actually met in real life a long time ago.
You mean he knew you were Anna Hummel radio star?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you were Anna Hummel fucking jobber radio star back then. Tell him who the fuck you work for now. Watch the motherfuckers try to finger you.
I think he knows.
Watch the motherfuckers try to do what, Bubba?
Finger you.
I don't think so.
I mean, you've never been properly fingered, have you? You've never... A guy has never, ever gotten you to jet ski.
I've never been particularly fond of that, but that maybe that's because no one's
ever done
it.
That's what all women say. Right. Blitz will tell you right now, mm-hmm. All women don't think they like it on the surface.
Well, there's one time where I'm like, oh, okay, I think that's how it's supposed to go. But most of the time,
on the surface, when you tell a girl, hey, listen, I'm gonna make you squirt. You're gonna squirt. You're gonna feel like you're peeing, but just let it ride out. Ride it out. It's gonna end up being. It comes from your skeins gland, and it's female ejaculate. It's gonna give you the most mind blowing orgasm you've ever had. But the guy needs to know the fucking technique to get you into that mindset.
But you can't say that in the moment, though.
No.
You have to do a tutorial before.
No, you don't. You're in there. Blitz, you don't set it up like that. What you're doing is you get to that point where you're fingering her.
Okay.
While you're fingering her, you're walking her through it verbally. Listen, I know. Listen, I know you got to. It feels. She's like, I'm going to pee. Like, no, you're not. You're not going to pee.
Well, what if I really did just pee-pee all over myself?
Then we got a little pee.
Beaver Pete, $10 cash.
Then we got a little pee. A little pee never hurt anybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a 50-50 chance that it's not pee. It's a 50-50 chance that you're indeed having a female ejaculate moment. Mm-hmm. And you will fucking, your mind will be blowing because I don't know that you've ever had one.
But that's not something you can do, like, first time at bat.
No, this is like third, fourth, fifth,
yeah,
sixth time.
Right.
First time's got to be somewhat Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Oral.
Same page, yep, yep.
Yeah. You gotta, you gotta, you know, you don't
want to. Yeah, we'll go on our date first. Yeah, Whole Foods.
Date. I'm not going to fucking Whole Foods. I'm not going to go somewhere.
Considered it was of my choosing. Fine, can we go to Chichi O'Cali? They have chicken.
Jeff Caragonti doesn't own that anymore.
Tree's Please? Looking great.
Please?
We're not, this is all make-believe. We're not doing any of it.
I'm jerking off for $100. You don't get your grin. And I'll go to Longhorn.
Anna, is there any relief in sight?
Relief?
Is there anything, do you got anything on the radar right now that you're working on? Are you working on anything right now? Any guys,
no.
Any guys on the radar spectrum?
No, I'm still on the apps.
Nothing?
But it just,
nothing?
Yeah, it's nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
And the bad thing about it is, if I knew a single dude, I wouldn't recommend you.
You would?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, you wouldn't.
For in fear of be like, that guy coming back and be like, man, what the fuck, Bubba?
Yeah, what'd you set me up with, man?
I mean, some fucking negative conspiracy bitch that doesn't give out any pussy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't wish that upon any friend I know. I want the guy coming back to me saying, damn, Bubba, you know that girl you set me up with? That fucking bitch is crazy. She fucking fucked the shit out of me. Fuck, I can't get enough of that bitch. Thank you. God damn. Mm-hmm. Bitchin'. Fuck.
Stat. Do you know anyone that wants to go on a bike ride? I like bike rides. They're fun.
You like... Blitz, you set me up with Anna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Blitz.
Yeah.
What a rib. What a fucking rib.
What happened? What do you mean? What happened?
God damn, you know that bitch you set me up with?
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's cool, isn't she?
Fuck. Yeah, if you want to go to Whole Foods and go on bike rides.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
In the sunshine.
So we were bike riding and shit, and I'm just fucking doing all this because I'm thinking I'm getting some
Dude,
pussy.
That sounds like a great day. How did you like it?
We get back to her place.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Huh? And she fucking...
Do you want some matcha?
She starts wanting to know if I want all this bullshit food. I tell her I want to fuck.
Right.
And she's... I'm like, I didn't have
that. And so
that
she fucking rode you out, right?
No.
What? Huh?
She made some bullshit excuse up about her being on a period.
Oh, and, yeah. That's for the fucking sixth time
this
month.
Let's watch a documentary about 9/11. Do you want to watch Loose Change?
Ugh.
No, I want to fuck.
I want loose something. Fuck I want loose something, and it's not change.
I want to lose my nuts. Right in your hole.
That's inappropriate.
Oh, that's right. You're snipped.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I could lose nuts and holes all day. Yeah. So it's not mine.
Right.
So Tara wants me to do a 23andMe shit.
Oh, no. No, I got a different one for you, a better one.
Well, she wants me to do this shit. And
no, I do too.
Listen to me. There was a friend of mine, okay?
Mm-hmm.
His name's Chris. He's 10 years older than me.
Did you warm it up?
He's 10 years older than me. He lives in Warsaw, Indiana. He grew up with me. Older, though, okay, Blitz?
Mm-hmm.
He was in the military. He was stationed in San Antonio, Texas. And he goes and gets one of these fucking tests. Comes to find out, he got this crick knocked up 30 years ago. He's got a 31-year-old son in San Antonio,
Whoa.
Texas. And it all came from one of these motherfucking DNA deals.
All right, so I'm gonna order one for you.
Oh, no.
No, but listen. It's a better one. They give you more information, and all your shit's private.
That's what they say.
They say it's private until they get a hold of the motherfucker that's an XY chromosome coming from my gorilla bullshit. And it's some girl from fucking Terre Haute that I thought, you know, that says you're my daddy.
Look, here's what we're going to do.
I got a 19-year-old and a 32-year-old from Terre Haute fucking Indiana.
Listen. We're going to use the station address and put it in Warren Garrison's name.
Hey!
So when something comes to the station for Warren Garrison with the fucking 23andMe, we'll read that, you know.
I am so afraid I got some kids out there. I cannot financially.
Yeah, it'd be odd if Lomi has a 35-year-old son.
I cannot financially. I'm just getting on my feet financially. I just ordered, you know, 8 right rears for Tyler's Modified yesterday. Getting ahead a little bit here.
Yeah.
Got a little spending money.
I heard you fucked up and gave him a credit card.
Well, it's got a $500 limp on it.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, he does. He told me he had to
Daddy,
fucking...
I need more cash.
He had to fucking empty his card out.
Race car engineering says your card's declined after 500, Daddy. Mm-hmm. You know, my parts list is 850, Daddy.
850? What'd you cut a bunch of shit out, Tyler? Oh, he can't hear me.
Yeah, I can't hear you.
That tree's looking good as fuck, though, isn't it, Anna?
Talking shit.
Anna, does that...
It looks beautiful, Bubba.
Isn't that a beautiful
so
tree?
It's so pretty.
And you know the thing about it is when the lights are off... It's good. There's Tyler with the hands on his hips again. He's fucking there. He loves that.
He's a blotter now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
It's delayed. Can everyone bring in their stockings from last year?
You liked the stocking stuffer, didn't you?
I just liked the aesthetic of the stockings.
I still got mine with most of the candy in it.
Are you serious? Yeah. I have mine, not with the candy.
Hey, Tina May says, as long as they're not minors, there is no child support. If that's the case, maybe I'll do it. I just don't want to go back and get 18 years of, you know, back child support.
Yeah, I think, like, if the mom had been filing with the state or whatever and they find you, I think you have to pay it back or some shit.
Oh, fuck.
You owe it, plus interest.
None of the bitches have ever been there. I would have gotten. I'm a very public person. They would have known where I was. Right, Blitz, is what I'm thinking.
You would think.
Unless they're using this kid as a 401k to get a one-time cash, will it?
Mm-hmm. Tell them to sell for $300.
I can't even pay my fucking water bill because I got a leak in the shower.
Yeah.
I think I can pay some 32-year-old.
And your next bill is going to be big, too.
Is it really?
Well, we just turned it off just now.
I like it.
All right, Anna. Well, so much for our deal, huh?
I guess so. But can we still do brunch?
No? How much are you paying us?
Can we do, like, a show brunch one day? Okay. That answers that. Go by myself. Are you even here, Bubba?
What?
I turned the light down a little bit. So
can you what?
He wants you to turn the lights down low.
Your microphone's on. Your microphone's on. You're not talking on it. You didn't turn it on.
Right in.
See, there you go. When you're talking to motherfucker, it works.
Yeah, Lovey.
What do you want me to do?
Can you turn the lights down so we can look where the holes are? Thank you.
Oh,
that's so fucking beautiful.
That is
beautiful.
Yes.
Stacy, you're right. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. God, look how beautiful. Anna, is that not fucking festive?
I fucking love it.
I love us. I love us.
That's lovely.
I mean, I love us. I love us as a group.
Yeah.
Lummy, I love you.
I love you.
Blitz, how about that mind fuck today where you go from being suspended
He's still mind fucked over it.
Lummy, are you mind fucked over it for real?
Yeah, now Dr. Dan's coming in tomorrow too, so I can only imagine what I'm going to be going through tonight.
You're
going
to be
thinking about tomorrow morning on how the mind fuckery is going to go, because it's going to be Dr. Dan coming in and he's going to be gunning for me. And then I'm like, well, Bubba's going to want Botox next week, so he's going to look for Christmas. So what mind fuckeries am I going to get put into?
And he'll probably be trying to slide you some cash too.
Yeah
and
exactly.
If you give up the belt, then you're disrespecting Bubba.
I'm not going to give up the belt, but you know what I mean? But I got now two guns going at me. I already got guns already always at me, so I'm fucked.
I'll tell you one thing, it's a great shot with Big Red putting the lights up and the fucking Bubba Army logo behind you. On his fucking lion-like hair, the fucking super shot. Fuck, I love us.
I love us, too.
I do. I love us. And us is the Bubba Army and the new chick from Navarro, Florida.
It's Navarre, by the way.
It's not Dave Navarro, Florida?
No, it's Navarre.
I like M.
Oh, I love that picture.
I love M. I like Anna.
What?
Who's Anna?
I mean, Anna.
Thank you.
I wish she'd get fucked.
Yeah, well, you know, can't have everything.
Get fucked, bitch.
If you do get fucked,
I'll let you
are
know.
You going to let us know? Are you just going to... Oh, look at that. Look how beautiful that is.
Oh, the full screen, really?
It's Big Red. Look at Big Red. Actually, put his magic touch on it.
Let me
the official general contractor. The official general contractor of all Bubba Army projects. Big Red, building supervisor. With Travis.
I was kind of upset that Big Red came in today, to be honest. Because it would have been funny if it was just Tyler and Lummy. Like, the tree...
We would have been here until 5 p.m.
It would have been one... They've had one branch on it right
Big
now.
Big Red is our construction savior.
Okay, I'm going to get a picture of all three of them doing the tree
stuff. We're not ready. I think they got one more straight... There's one little dead spot there over by Lummy.
Well, I'm just getting an in-motion shot.
Is it cooling down out there at all, guys?
Yes, oh, that's so pretty. I'm posting that right now.
Get it to Ace so she can TikTok it and fucking post it and make it have music. And
it's just a still shot.
And I think I have some... There's another box in the container that's got some garland and some bows and things like that.
Oh,
like
to
some,
dress it up?
Yeah, to dress it up a little bit. I think we have, you know... Big Red's got his fucking Bubba Army construction hat on.
Mm-hmm.
There's one little dead spot over there. All right, I think I'm pretty much done. I gotta prepare for my fucking meeting.
Yeah, you got an important meeting.
We good?
We're grand.
I love us.
I love us too.